Mistress, you are having a bad day today. I know this because you told me in your daily text during your lunch break. You told me that from the moment you walked out the door today, nothing has gone right. That everything was stressing you out and pissing you off and making you want to cry. I hate it when you cry, Mistress. I hate that today has been a bad day and that it's not over yet. I hate that you can't come home right now and get what you need. Because I know what you need, Mistress. You need me. There's still some time between now and when you're able to come home. I'll use that time to prepare for your arrival. I will make sure everything is perfect, myself included. I've already chosen the outfit that I will wear for you, Mistress. This is not the first time you've had a bad day, and I know what will make you smile and make your eyes lustful and your mind peaceful. It's an outfit that you bought for me not so long ago. All black satin and white lace. You say it makes me look adorable. I like it because it makes you pin me down and tease me until I'm begging you. I have the bedroom all set up for us as well. Our toy box open and waiting. Our sheets, black silk. My cuffs ready to be locked in place. Everything you could possibly need. I promise, tonight, I will be on my best behavior. You're always extra gentle with me on bad days. You try so hard to keep the frustration and anger away from our playtime. Even though you know I wouldn't mind. I like it when you're rough with me, Mistress. Biting and spanking and bruising in all the best ways. That's often when you make me come the hardest, Mistress. With your hands around my throat, your filthy words in my ear, and your body holding absolute dominion over mine. But tonight is a gentle night, but no less intense. You push me so hard on bad days, making me come just one more time. Take just one more finger, lick your pussy just a little bit longer. I love it so much, Mistress, how you never look away. Never let me stop. Never relent. And are still so, so gentle. Even as you make me cry. So I will prepare for you. I will lie in our bed, spread out, and thinking of you as I touch myself. Teasing my body into readiness. Making my pussy wet and loose for you to use however you want. Fucking it open on my fingers or my approved teasing toys. But never making myself come. No, that's only for you to allow, Mistress. I would never come without your permission. But I think about everything we could do tonight. Everything that could happen. Maybe you'll sit in your chair in the living room, have me bring you a glass of wine, and let me eat your pussy for an hour or so. That always relaxes you. You pet my hair, whisper how I'm your good girl, and come on my tongue over and over. I would like that very much, mistress. Or maybe he'll tie me up again, binding me so tight I can hardly move, and then stuffing me full of all of our favorite toys, and touching yourself while you watch me come over and over without reprieve, begging for it to stop and to never end. Or perhaps we'll just lie in bed and cuddle all night, soft touches and loving words murmured between kisses. No matter what happens, though, I want to make sure that your bad day stops at our front door. So that's where I'll wait, patiently, on my knees, listening for your key in the lock. Even just the waiting makes me wet for you. The anticipation better than any aphrodisiac. The potential building and building till I feel like I could come the second you touch me. And I love it when you touch me, mistress. Your hand in my hair, your palm pressed against my throat or striking against my ass, your fingers twisting my nipples, pinching my clit, stretching my pussy. I would never use our toys or come again if you would just promise to never stop touching me. But such promises aren't the kind that you give, mistress. No. You promise to make me scream, make me beg, make me come so hard I can't move or even think. You promise to keep me, hold me, love me like no one has loved anyone before. And you always keep your promises. So I'll make you this promise, my mistress. I promise that this bad day will be only a vague memory by the time this evening is through. I promise to be a good girl, a better submissive, and the best little slut you could ever hope for. I promise to give you everything you ask for, and even a few things you might not. I promise that I love you, and will spend every day proving it. Welcome home, mistress.